have had and continue to have Monty Python and Mel Brooks and all that stuff. Why did they not? I mean,
turned racist,
politically correct.
Have you not seen Blazing Saddles?
Monty Python. No, they couldn't do Blazing Saddles today.
Even Mel Brooks says
that.
That's what I'm saying.
Closest they'll ever come to doing it again, unfortunately, was A Million Ways to Die in the West, and there were nods to it.
Is that out?
Yeah. It's like out like on like months Netflix.
Ago. Oh, damn. Yeah.
It's coming out like on Netflix. All right. Hey.
We are here at episode 54.
Here at episode 54.
Geeks of the Square Table here at Comic City 2. Recording live. I am your host, Lawrence of America. And today I have with me the one, the only, the new sleeker and aerodynamic.
Superior Gomer.
All right. And Destined to Die, we have...
Red Steve.
Red Shirt Steve.
Red Shirt Steve.
Try to shorten it!
Oh. Destined not to get off planet.
All right. But don't worry. No, he'll get off... Well, he'll get down to the planet.
He'll never come back. He's never coming back.
All right. Instant Ricky. Okay.
And next week will be...
The man of a million voices, the one, the only...
Mr. Torg, and I love you!
All right. And last but not least, or maybe you are least, out of...
Adam Normal.
Adam Normal.
I'm so glad that name caught on. I love that.
That is a good name.
All right, so we've been talking about all things today.
Already,
all kinds
I know.
Of crazy things. Of course... A lot of big TV news, a lot of big news, all kinds of major TV events happening.
It's the new season.
Yeah.
It's the kickoff.
Fall TV season. And, of course, Miss America pageant not too long ago.
Are we going to talk about that news? Miss America, is that why you're bringing that up? The hazing thing? You don't know anything about that.
No, I wasn't going to talk about the hazing.
You're going to talk about it in the context of Miss America.
Saw an interesting bit. John Oliver did talking about it. I was just going to bring it up.
Hold on. Let me stop you there. Do you actually have HBO?
Most of his show is actually on YouTube.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I know that. I'm going to have to check that out on YouTube.
He does a 30-minute show.
Okay.
And he puts 17 minutes on YouTube every week.
Nice.
He puts his, an opening bit and his main story covers.
Nice. We'll go ahead then with John Oliver. Sorry.
But he did the whole thing where their claim is to be the largest provider of scholarships for women.
Miss America.
Miss America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, where they make available, you know, like $45 million. Now, of course, the phrase make available, this is what is, you know, report came to, you know, means is they can offer all kinds of stuff. They can offer the winner, you know, $1,000 scholarship to 100 different schools, and they've said they've made available $100,000.
Oh, dude, seriously?
That's how they do it.
And that's how they got those numbers.
That's ridiculous.
But the sad thing is, and that he pointed out, they are actually the largest provider of women-only scholarship.
Oh, no.
And that's really sad.
That is sad. Considering that women at this point in time are getting more degrees than men.
Oh, yes.
And in more varied fields than men.
Yes.
Right. He, at the end of his bit, he put a whole bunch of links to various other places that actually do scholarships for women.
Yeah.
You know, like women in engineering, women in science, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And John Oliver last week tonight, Miss America pageant, it's on YouTube. Go look it up. The guy always makes me laugh, and he always has a fun way to present some valid points.
Yeah, I love The Daily Show. I love the host of The Daily Show, but when he left for a month or two, yeah, it was definitely a good thing to happen. John Oliver is a great guy. His voice should be out there. I'm glad it's happening.
Yeah, and the bit he, the three-part piece he did on gun control was pretty funny, too.
The prison bit was pretty good, too. America's favorite pastime is prison.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and of course, all those available on YouTube.
Awesome.
Which is great. That brings up another thing we were talking about in women's rights. Emma Watson.
Oh, yes.
Getting threatened by 4chan for preaching gender equality.
After her speech to the UN.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know. And threatened with nude photo leaks.
Now, that's supposed to be in the next like day or so that they're they have a countdown page.
I, as a regular American male, would love to see Emma Watson naked, but I don't think this is. I mean, that being said, I don't think
I would rather see it with her permission.
I understand. Yes. I'd much rather see her, do a cover of Playboy or something like
that.
If you're going to do nude pictures, get paid for the nude pictures.
Exactly. Yes. Not that Miss Harry Potter needs any extra money.
Right. No.
Yeah. But yeah.
Not that she doesn't have more money sitting in the bank than I'll ever see.
Take ownership of it is what she needs to do.
Yeah, but it's
if she ever does a nude.
Here's the question. You know, honestly, she didn't seem fazed by it.
Why should she?
Well, no, here's the thing.
They only have as much power as you give them. So.
Right, exactly. If she is taking a bunch of nude photos, theoretically, they could have it. Have a bunch. But this could be, she'd be like, I've never taken these nude photos, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know Emma Watson personally. Yeah, but watching the Harry Potter movies and seeing like little 10-year-old Emma Watson, it would be difficult for me to see those pictures. Fair enough. And she's hot. Don't get me wrong; she's a beautiful girl. But yeah, just knowing that she's doing it with, or they're out without her permission would be it's too creepy.
And honestly, I don't know if she's taken. I wouldn't imagine she's taken a bunch of nude photos or whatever.
Death Vigil's artist. His secret.
Project?
No, his secret DVD account, if you know where to find it. That's what's on it. That's that series.
Oh, neat. Sunstone.
Nice. Yeah.
That's a new series out in December, January?
No, it's like a trade or something. It's like a webcomic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's well-educated.
Definitely,
very mature. Not a wild, crazy party-hard Hollywood starlet.
Yeah, not like that Ron Weasley.
You know, there's an interesting character, somebody who makes it big and he can buy any car he wants, so he buys an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
So what? Travels around his neighborhood and gives free ice cream to the kids.
Most of us wouldn't think, you're 16.
Yeah.
All right. You're worth multiple millions of dollars.
I want to go buy.
You get to buy a car.
Yeah.
What kind of car are you going to buy? Ice cream truck.
How long has he wanted to do that, though? If that might have been one of his dreams as a little kid. I want to run an ice cream truck, and now he's got that ability. I think it's awesome that people do that.
I thought it was cool, too, but I'm just saying, it was totally off the wall.
For us, it would be totally off the wall.
Compared to, like, who? Justin Bieber, who gets a Ferrari or a Lamborghini and just races it down a cul-de-sac?
And stuff like that. Yeah.
On the Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, when he bought some high-end sports car as well, I don't know, I never saw pictures of whatever car Emma Watson got when she turned 16.
But don't hear about Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson street racing down the
States. Right, right. Fair enough.
There's a lot of back roads in England.
While we're on my crazy train of thought, so the largest provider of money to the Keep Together Scotland campaign was J.K. Rowling.
Yes, it was.
Which she got her way.
Yeah. The polls didn't really change much.
Yeah,
the polls from months and months ago.
45.
Yeah, they didn't really change.
People are asking for a recount already. Yeah. So
well, they always recount.
I wish to invade Scotland, I want the recount.
Buddy of mine, his mom was born in Scotland, and if the whatever independence would have went through, he would have been automatically granted dual citizenship. All he would have had to do was fill out one paper, and send it to him. So he was really looking at this vote, with a lot of attention, and he was really upset. when it didn't come through.
Yeah, and they say that the queen going around touring, that woman right there made the last minute push, ask, because she went around to Scotland asking people to vote.
Yeah. Do you want to be part of the UK?
I think the you're just setting him up for voices now. That's all you're doing.
But we need those voices.
I think the most interesting part of the whole story
is Byron Edwards.
Not that the vote went yes.
Good to see you again.
Or no. Was that the turnout was so high?
Yeah.
Was it 95% turnout for this
vote? It was a great turnout.
It's amazing. I don't think the United States has ever gotten
that. We've never seen that.
We had 45% high for this country.
We have had 95%, and it was for American Idol. But
of the people who watched the show.
Yeah. If Well, when my little cousin can vote 10 times, yeah, and she's all the votes for the family, yeah, I guess you can get up to 95%.
There's a bigger reason why more people in America don't vote than when you're voting for your independence of your country.
Totally agreed. Yeah, it was a different kind of vote.
Yeah, it's a totally different. Over there, it wasn't about one person having a crap load of money. It might have been one group of people, but here in America,
but there wasn't an individual behind
it. It wasn't about my beliefs so much, or more important than your beliefs.
People are so disenchanted with the whole political and election process that pushes them away. But when you're voting for something as important as independence,
that was a popular vote too. Once each vote was counted, each vote mattered.
Yeah.
Whereas most of our elections are not done an unpopular vote, or they would be dramatically different.
Yes.
Right, but it wouldn't
damn you, Electoral College, damn you.
It would not necessarily be a good thing to have a popular vote in America, either.
I agree.
Because George Clooney would end up being president.
Could be quite possible.
Adam West. I would push for Adam West.
I would push for Adam West.
I think Adam West may actually do a better job than the last five
presidents. I would push for Groundskeeper Willie. Groundskeeper Willie doesn't know who they are. Groundskeeper Willie don't care.
That's actually a good voice.
That's actually a good transition to The Simpsons, because that Simpsons Guy episode of The Family Guy is on this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it? That's a big controversy coming up on that
there's
one.
I'll be looking forward to that one.
The family from The Family Guy goes to visit Springfield, meets the Simpsons, and they have a good friendship. And then there's an argument over Duff beer versus Pantalk Patriot Ale.
Pawtucket Patriots.
What an awesome premise for that show, for that episode.
That ain't the only thing.
Well, as far as I understand,
your sister's
they're going to make. Because they permanently killed the chicken. Homer and Peter are going to.
Have like a chicken fight? Dude, those are the best parts of Family Guy, the chicken fights.
Wait a minute. There's also a controversy about this crossover episode, though. Have y'all heard about
it? I'm not sure.
The rape joke?
Oh, is there a rape joke? Oh, see, I haven't heard about that.
It's supposed to be a rape joke.
Nothing surprises me with Family Guy.
Their premiere
episode that never got aired was Wish Upon a Weinstein.
Yes. Yeah. Optimus Prime was
an early episode.
That was one of the unaired episodes.
They actually played that.
They had like a joke where Optimus Prime was even there at the synagogue. Optimus Prime is a Jew?
Yes. They've played that episode.
They play it on Adult Swim.
Adult Swim and Comedy Central.
But it's never been on.
I did not know that. Fox never played it.
Yeah. I never knew that.
It didn't get released with the first wave of DVDs.
It did get released with the DVD.
Not the first wave of DVDs.
When Fox released the first batch of DVDs, like the very first ones, it didn't get released.
Ah,
wow.
Because I have one where it's on DVD.
Later on they put out on a DVD by itself. Then they ended up putting it back in the volume.
That was a great episode.
Yes.
Buy the episode of the DVD by itself.
Yeah. I like Family Guy. I'm not so much of a Simpsons fan anymore. I was when I was a kid, but Simpsons has been going on for too
25
long.
Years.
Too long. Too
25
long.
25 years.
It's good seeing you too.
But yeah, I think I'm actually going to watch. I usually watch Family Guy in reruns. I don't watch them first run. Because there's other stuff on some days.
That's what I do.
I think I'm going to tune into this.
Well,
and the thing about Family Guy, you always put on like a show when you're bored. Family Guy is one of those shows for me. You just put it on and just leave it play, you know?
But should they be doing a rape joke?
Of course. Family Guy lives on that edge of comedy. that cutting edge. And there's no other way I don't to think live.
It's like their first rate joke.
No, of course it's not. Of course it's not.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Go back.
Sure that
yeah. I don't have a problem.
They had it as far as South Park went.
Oh no, South Park's not on like just a regular cable or a regular basic channel.
Have you seen the tease for the new season?
Yes, no. It looks crazy, dude.
I mean, they did. Family Guy did an entire episode where Quagmire's sister is a beaten wife, so they go take her husband out in the woods hunting.
Is it Quagmire just one giant rape
joke? Yeah, he is.
How many times have women have broke out of his basement? No, I'm going to have to spend all morning grabbing the back.
You're calling your mom? I like where this is going.
Yeah, man.
So yeah,
there was one where Quagmire got turned into a woman. And all of his machines would go off, grabbing him and strapping him to the bed.
Yeah.
And his dad had a sex change. And Brian had sex with his dad.
The movie where they stole his RV.
It's like,
what does this button do? And it grabs Brian's head and puts it in the lap.
Yeah.
Don't press any more buttons.
So I think Family Guy is one of those shows that lives on the edge of comedy. The bleeding edge of comedy, and that's their main appeal is people want to roll their eyes and feel ashamed at laughing at the last joke. That's the appeal of the show.
Well, I guess it might, like what we were discussing earlier, harken back to that Mel Brooks era comedy.
Dude, that's actually a really good point. Maybe that is where we're the only place we're getting that anymore is the places that take the politically incorrect stuff and make it a focus of the joke.
And you know,
because that was never Mel Brooks' intention.
Definitely a fan of Mel Brooks.
Oh yeah, you can see it. Yeah.
How can you not be a fan of Mel Brooks if you're doing something like Family Guy?
Yeah. You have to have that as a foundation. It feels like to be able to come up with that sort of comedy.
Because none of it is meant to be mean to anybody.
Yeah.
It's just all fun and games. Yes. They make fun of everybody. And anything.
Yes. Yeah,
that's
they're not racist to the point where they make fun of every single race.
It goes back to that old adage: if you can't make fun of yourself, who can you make fun of?
That's right.
Yeah,
and the that's world would be a sorry place,
a horrible place, dirty doll place.
What else we got?
Well, on the subject of TV, of course,
definitely yes. Gotham.
Gotham.
I did not see it yet.
Tons of new premieres: Big Bang, Gotham, Scorpion.
Do you watch Scorpion?
I caught part of it.
I was not impressed.
I was not either.
You watched it? I was not impressed.
I was so unimpressed with it that I skipped it altogether.
The roommate watched it. It was like, he watches a lot more TV than I do. And the part of it came off like a million other shows.
It came off like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. without the superheroes.
Oh, have you seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I have not seen Agents. I'm going to watch it when I get home. My ABC comes in fuzzy, and I think my Wi-Fi connection messes with my satellite.
It's already got... First episode, they already introduced, like, a villain.
Awesome.
Nice. A super-powered villain.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I'm stoked.
No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. I'm watching that, like, as soon as I get home, Hulu's firing up. But I'm watching it.
They harken back. It's a good episode.
Nice.
You have to see it. I wish I could tell you.
Nice.
But since spoilers have been thrown.
So,
spoilers.
It's more than good. It's more.
You got to have DVR or you got to have a stream to stream it the next day.
We have DVR, so.
Yeah.
I mean, because we're looking forward to Flash and Arrow coming back.
Oh, man.
Week.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's not Arrow. Yeah, that's not next week, though, is it? It's the 8th. Is that next week already? The 8th?
It's the week after.
That's next. That's the Wednesday after next week.
Okay, yes.
We're going to be so busy on TV.
And it's a good time for TV.
Watch Gotham. Gotham was pretty good.
Gotham was good. Gotham was good. Gotham did a good job.
I enjoyed Gotham.
Yeah.
Of course, the hype was way too much.
It always is, though.
That was to be expected. I didn't expect
that Scorpion hype. Every other commercial on CBS for the past 6 months has been a Scorpion commercial.
And then they
commercial.
On Big Brother like it's such a big deal.
Yeah. And finally, someone else who watches freaking Big Brother besides me.
I've watched it since the very
Me too, man. Dude. Chicken George. That first second season. Yeah, man. Let's get off of Big Brother because we could go forever.
Please, that's not geeky.
But the Gotham show,
Big Brother, I have a different definition altogether.
But the Gotham show did a good job of setting up that Gotham's dark future happens because good men cross moral lines that Batman would never cross.
But does it make you think that basically Gordon fails?
Well, you can tell that Gordon fails, but it's really not his fault that he fails. Yeah, but yeah, he does fail. You can really see that he needs help. He can be the good guy, he can stand up against this stuff, but he can't do it alone. There's so much working against him.
That's my worry about this show, is the fact that it's going to be a constant fail.
Even Batman, though, failed.
It's a show about always failing.
I think you can do that. It's a dark, it's Shakespearean.
Persevering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Persevering,
yeah.
Sorry.
No, yeah. You're right. They
they'll have it's a good not one. Yes, he knows he's going to fail. Yeah. It's an impossible odd.
Yeah.
He doesn't expect to win. You know, the character, he's not doing it to win. He's doing it because it's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked it.
That's the character.
I think the... Because
even in comics, you know, you don't expect Commissioner Gordon or Detective Gordon or whatever he is in that particular issue to win.
Yeah.
You don't win in Gotham.
Yeah.
Batman doesn't win. He just delays it another day.
Yeah. Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
But are you getting that? Do you think that because if it does be a constant letdown at the guess we'll call it at the end of each episode, will people get into that or not?
I think if it's if people will watch the first season. Second season, if it's a letdown at the end of every season, people quit watching.
You need a positive.
You need a positive at some point.
Well, I mean, he's going to have little wins here and there. He's going to stop the bad guy every once in a while, but...
Did you watch the Gotham?
I did.
The overarching thing seemed to be the conspiracy about the Wayne's murder. I'm not sure how long they can stretch that out.
They can stretch that out for maybe a season.
You have to stretch that out throughout the entire series.
I think...
Because they always changed who...
Exactly. Yeah.
So you can't really say who did it.
That's true.
And they never should say.
They
shouldn't.
Yeah.
As long as they leave hints or make at least reference to it.
I think the negatives of the show, the things that could bring it down, are it's hanging its hat too much on. Hey, look, there's Edward Nygma for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, the cameos. Well, that's going to be bad. That could really bog it down.
All of those cameos could have been spread out over the entire season.
Yeah.
You know? And not to mention...
That could really bog
it
down.
But it could be a recurring character, too. I mean, 30
like, Penguin's going to be recurring.
Yeah.
But...
That's what this whole first season
Enigma
is
not. You can tell Edward Nygma is not going to be recurring. His character is just cracked.
He's in six episodes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. See, I don't know.
He's definitely recurring.
There's also another aspect of the show. A lot of it seemed like it was Gotham 90210. A lot of the parts where James Gordon was talking to his old lady. And there were other things that made it seem soap opera-ish.
One of the things that creeped me out was the whole Selina Kyle's infatuation with Bruce Wayne.
No, that didn't creep me out. I have a 13-year-old kid, and he's got girls in his classes who are like a foot taller than him. So, if Bruce Wayne is 12 or 13, this girl could be 12 or 13 and just be taller than him.
Well, Selina Kyle.
But I don't know what 12 or 13-year-old is walking around Gotham by herself at midnight.
No.
So,
Catwoman.
Catwoman, Selina Kyle. Yeah. But they didn't refer to her as Catwoman.
But it was just so obvious.
Yeah. Of course it was obvious.
It's not
that
girl.
Okay. I've literally never read a Batman
Kitten Girl.
Comic in my
and you knew that was. Yeah.
And I knew that was Riddler. I knew that was Ivy. I knew that was Catwoman.
Yeah.
I knew that was Penguin.
But now, is that,
I knew that was supposed to be the Joker.
But is that a positive for the show, or is that just the show taking advantage of how awesome the world of Batman is? How well known the world of Batman is?
That's what I'm saying. They're trying too hard with those cameos.
Yeah, I think so too.
There was too much in the first episode.
It's too distracting.
Especially
from the
guy
story
that's supposed
itself.
To be the Joker.
Yeah,
they hinted at the Joker.
Now, see, now what I've heard from the showrunner of Gotham, like the guy in charge or anything, that's not necessarily the Joker. That comedian. That was, of course, taken from the Killing Joke in the Killing Joke comic. There was
a
comedian.
Pilot.
Yeah,
they're going to try too hard.
Oh,
they're
going to
put as much possible potential.
Yeah.
In the pilot episode as possible. They might not touch on that guy that was in the Joker for three seasons.
But I don't think they...
But they wanted to put him in the pilot.
But they put everybody except for Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Everybody else was in that episode.
No, Two-Face, but then...
Well, no, they might have mentioned Two-Face, though. They were talking about...
They did mention it.
They were talking about those people.
That's it.
My thing about that, from what I heard from the showrunner in an interview, That yes, that comedian guy, he very well may be the Joker. But in every episode this season, they're going to have a character in there who's just a small character who may be the Joker. He's going to act in a way that the Joker has, and there's so many different ways the Joker has acted throughout comics. That they're saying, oh, that guy could be the Joker. And then next episode, that guy could be the Joker too. You know, yeah, he, yeah.
Heath Ledger. The Joker doesn't really appear until Batman appears.
Exactly.
They make each other.
That's the one that, no matter what, should not appear.
Yeah, they should not have Joker appear. And will we ever get, what is this, going to have seven seasons and then maybe we'll get a Batman? I don't think that's what we're going to get.
Out of
Batman.
We'll get a Batman.
He's 13.
As soon as you have a Batman, the show's
done. Didn't Batman come around about 22?
I mean, it just depends. Well, you can make him 16 if you wanted to.
If
you really wanted to.
I know if you really wanted to, but yeah, they would have to show him doing that, all the ninja training.
Well, if you look, though, he was, even in the first episode, he was, you saw Bruce Wayne becoming Batman. There's a moment where he's standing on the roof of Wayne Manor,
right,
and, you know,
To conquer fear.
And I understand that, but
Alfred's like, what are you doing up there? And, you know, I'm not trying to kill myself. I'm trying to conquer fear.
Right. Well, no, I
which is,
that.
That's Batman, dude.
But he's supposed to be...
No. Batman seed.
There's Bruce only one Wayne, way to survive.
Bruce Wayne and Batman is supposed to turn into... He's a hell of a martial artist.
Yeah.
He knows a lot of weapons, at least...
Through martial arts,
through martial
arts.
Every weapon.
And he also is supposed to be the world's greatest detective.
Yes.
Okay.
How long does that take?
How long? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's going to take longer than you know,
few
3 or 4 years.
You're also looking at the groundwork for the relationship between
almost.
Jim Gordon and Batman.
You're looking at
a very early part of the relationship between Jim Gordon and Batman, because when Batman comes around, he's going to have somebody he can trust.
Right.
And he knows he can trust Gordon. From okay.
How long can you keep Bruce into this show and say, well, he's off training somewhere?
Right.
You have to take him out of the show.
Now, here's another thing. What about the butler?
What about Alfred? He was very well portrayed in this.
I like him.
Depending on which Alfred you use in the movies or in the comics and all that, mm-hmm, he taught Bruce Wayne a lot about being Batman.
I think we're seeing some of that.
Is Alfred an actual? Didn't he used to be like an SSA agent?
He was
a
medic.
Like
he was an army medic.
MI5,
okay, or whatever.
Like
I didn't like the way Bruce basically told Alfred to shut up. I mean, I understand that I'm the one with the money, and you basically work for me.
Yeah.
But I'm a kid.
I think they're going to build that. I think they're going to build that relationship a lot more throughout the season. They have to.
That was really harsh to me.
But they have to. They have to build that relationship.
Here's the other thing. Y'all are all taking it too much to the comics. This is
of course
for a very TV audience.
Yes.
Right.
There's going to be enough. We're going to see. Now, little Bruce Wayne taking karate classes.
I don't know. That would be lame.
As long as we see
stuff like
that.
We'll see
stuff like that.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
But, well, we're going to
need to sweep the leg, Bruce.
It may be a Jim Gordon
Mercy is for the weak.
But what they have established is that Jim Gordon is going to become friends with Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
And he is going to, every so often, he's going to go to Bruce and be like, okay, well, I don't know who killed your parents.
Yeah.
But
that's what I mean by the Wayne murder conspiracy story is going to be the overarching story that's going to help build that relationship.
Would that be a little too creepy? Then?
It is creepy.
Having an adult always going to a child?
I'm not sure in this instance.
It's not going to happen like every episode, but it's going to happen every few episodes.
Yeah.
I think at least probably at the beginning and end of every season.
You're gonna he's going to have to do that just to keep it.
That would be the good way to like
the kid is massively rich, and that's going to be one thing of it. But like I think y'all said that Jim basically said that he promises to find out.
Yeah.
And he knows the kid will want to know.
He's sort of like a caretaker.
They felt like they had to have Bruce Wayne in the Gotham show, but realistically, they don't need him.
No, you don't.
Well, I don't think you do, but I think having the genesis of the story spin out of the Wayne's murder is a perfect way to start.
Right. Yeah.
I think that was perfect.
But he doesn't need to be a main character.
No, I don't think so either.
Like I said, it'd be better if he was actually taken out of the show.
Yeah. Unless they're going to do like Alfred's training him in some way, they get to that. I'm not sure what they're going to do.
If they do keep
it scared.
It was different. It was different.
What you might end up seeing is basically like
flash of him training or something like that.
You know, in the news
kind of
thing.
Focused on Jim Gordon.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne. You know, Bruce Wayne is traveling to Japan
Bruce Wayne's taking over the or learning how to run his, you know, just little blurbs on television.
Yeah, the little one-minute show.
There's a lot of ways they could.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways they could do that.
Because if they focus too much on the relationship between Gordon and Wayne, this is not going to work.
If you look at the show as not a superhero show and as just like a crime drama, it was really good.
As long as they keep it
that
way. As long as they keep it that way.
Yeah, it worked.
Just don't Next. Cram as much.
You want to talk about Scorpion at all, how bad it was?
I won't say.
If Catherine McPhee wouldn't have been in this show, I wouldn't have watched it longer than 15 minutes. I got a huge crush on Catherine McPhee.
I just didn't.
It was the vibe I got from it, you know, okay, somewhere between Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Monk.
Yeah. And the dude, the main guy, is such a douche. I don't like him. I don't like any of them. I know they're supposed to be smarter than everybody, so they have to have that "I'm smarter than you" attitude. But they really played it just so up.
Do you think I have that "I'm smarter than you" attitude?
Why would you think that? Why would you ever think that?
Okay, is Scorpion worth watching or not? I'm voting no.
I'm going to say no. It was the pilot. I feel like I should give it one more episode. Honestly, Catherine McPhee earns an extra episode.
Well, honestly,
but that's it.
It wasn't going to be the one I was planning to watch either way.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out if you're going to watch it again. How did your roommate like Scorpion? That's how you'll know if you'll watch it next week.
He'll probably watch it again. Like I said, I walked in and, you know, I watched the last 20 minutes, you know, all the action or whatever. It's like, eh.
It's
one of those things that's not going to bug me if it's on in the background, but.
Yeah.
There were a lot of the logistics stuff, too, that, as a computer guy, it just did not work for me. You know, like a hard wire to an airplane as it's just, it was way over the top action just for the sole purpose of having over the top action in it. You know?
Right. The hard wire to the airplane.
It's just ridiculous. Let me drop the cable modem out of the cabin.
Downloading the file, all right?
From a Ferrari. Just ridiculous, man.
And then letting go of it. And then it being wirelessly transferring in a split second while it flies to the air before it shatters into a million pieces.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. And they go to get the hard drive, right? They go to get this hard drive. The dude's sent on a chore. And he puts it in the panel of his door, and the speaker from the car stereo ends up wiping the hard drive.
Because the gals from the hard drive.
But it was so ridiculous. Right. It was so ridiculous. That's not a good plot point. Just so you can have an hour show instead of a 30-minute show. Yeah, it was bad. And is that shit brick from American Pie?
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? The dude from American Pie? Is it?
I didn't see it. Stifler's mom, yep.
The dude who does Stifler's mom?
Yep, that's him.
You know,
Shipwreck.
Shipbrick, they name him.
No, they name him Shipwreck.
Shipwreck? It's not Shitbrick?
I thought it was Shipbrick.
No, it's Shipwreck.
Why they name him Shipwreck?
Because he was part of G.I. Joe.
Yeah. And he had a parrot.
And no one is at the battle.
I thought they named him Shitbrick because they told a story that he got hit and thrown a brick at his head and then he shit himself.
No.
I'm serious. That's what I thought was
happening.
I thought
they like
spiked
his food. It was like X-Lax or...
Well, that happened later.
Something. That's
that was
they call
after
that.
They already named him Shipwreck.
Shipwreck.
We have to go back and watch this.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch that. Shipwreck had some awesome episodes.
One of the best episodes was a Shipwreck episode.
Yeah, when the mind control and stuff like that. Oh, man. What was it, like town that was all...
The whole town made up of duplicates that were goo.
Oh, yes.
Roadblock driving through the water. Man, that was great.
Yeah. But, and Shipwreck's having all those nightmares and stuff.
That hurts.
Oh, yeah. You all right, Jim? You all right? David went for visual effect and hurt himself.
We don't have the FX budget for that.
What other TV do we want to talk about? Anything?
Supergirl coming to CBS?
Yeah, Supergirl's coming to CBS.
Well, the big news was, the Hairgate. Of Kaylee Kuo, whatever.
Why was that such a hair
sure
gate?
Why that's such a big deal?
Well, I mean, it made the news. I mean,
of course it's going to make
it.
That happened months ago.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was the big feedback that not from since, the episode.
Not
really.
Since
was
two episodes on the podcast ago has haircut been such a
thing. People talk about, though, was her haircut.
Right, that was the only feedback about the show is people hated her hair. That was the main reveal.
It was a good show, though.
If Sheldon had I didn't watch it, everyone should hate it.
Exactly.
He left the room.
Not a big fan of that show.
I haven't seen this show. So please don't spoil it for me.
I had to watch Gotham instead.
No. I have to go watch this episode tonight.
Yeah. And, you know, and all I'm saying is, I don't mind it being short. I just don't like the color.
It's blonde, right?
No, she changed it. Starker.
It's black with blonde highlight bangs.
Oh, I kind of like that. It doesn't look like right the black and blonde together.
I kind of like the straight blonde.
It's not much longer than yours.
Yeah, I doubt that, dude. Sick was she?
It's just something about...
No, the bad thing is I married a blonde.
I have married two blondes. I'm on my second blonde now. But I've one's enough. For blondes.
One's enough, and I like dark-haired chicks. Unfortunately,
let's talk about the Supergirl news from CBS. CBS is wanting to do Supergirl. They don't have enough superheroes yet.
I'm saying it doesn't look anything natural. It's not very natural looking. She has a natural look, and it's a very unnatural looking hair color and haircut and hairstyle. Which is it enough seems to clash.
Is it enough to crash the entire series and force a cancellation?
No.
I doubt that.
No, but it's enough to shift the sex appeal interest to another character.
Maya Bialik. Love her, man.
She is hot. I like all three of them.
I love her. Dude.
I like all three of them.
Bernadette is the hottest.
Maya Bialik isn't hot because she's physically attractive. She's hot because she's got a master's degree in engineering and physics. That's hot. That's hot.
And she actually has one.
And she actually has one.
That's the thing.
That's hot.
I mean,
Or whatever.
Neurosurgeon. She's a neurobiologist the show, but in real life, she's a neuroscientist.
She actually has the degree. Yeah.
She's a brain scientist.
Yeah. Out of everybody on the show, she actually is a genius.
Let's talk about Supergirl CBS. CBS.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
They're talking about Titans too. And this all rolls into my overarching comment for DC's television universe. They just don't give a damn. CW, you want a show? Take what you want. Here's a Flash. Here's a Green Arrow. Fox, you want Gotham? Here you go. Take it. Do it.
Well, they got to do something to go up against Marvel.
I guess.
That's it.
Now,
you have
they're
to.
Ruling the TVs.
But Marvel's only.
Well, they Marvel's are ruling the TV.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, and who's going to make more money ultimately?
Soap opera.
I don't know. They are soap opera.
But I love. I'll tell you, I love Arrow.
I can't get through the first half of the first season of Arrow.
We watched it on a binge.
I just can't do it.
I love it.
I've tried.
It's the first time I've ever seen Green Arrow. As a good character,
he's edgy. He's edgy in this.
Well, they are bringing in more super villains into the show too.
Into Green Arrow,
yes. They've announced quite a few new villains coming in, so maybe it will become more of a what we're wanting is more of a comic book, not so much of a drama.
Yeah,
and they said by episode 8, Flash and Arrow are going to clash.
Back and forth, and that's awesome. Yeah. That's
so
good news.
You already knew that from like the trailers and the previews and the sneak peeks.
Oh, we grabbed the Arrow. Yeah.
Last season, they actually had an episode where they showed a sign for Bloodhaven.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
And the first time I saw it, I thought they need Nightwing. They need Nightwing show so bad.
I'd love to see a Nightwing show.
I think
that's what Titans is going to do. It's going to be them.
It's not going to be Robin. He's already going to be Nightwing.
Nice.
DC is going to. The way it sounds, they're going to flood the airwaves
of TV.
Of TV to get their world set up.
Yeah.
And then maybe try to take it, if it works.
And combine.
And then take it to the big screen.
They said anything on the TV and on the screen, on the movies
are separate.
It's completely separate. So if you have a Flash on TV and you're going to have Flash in the.
Movies.
To be a different
separate.
Guy.
Okay.
And I have a problem with that.
I'm not sure I do. As long as they keep it separate.
The guy that's playing Flash, think about it.
He's great.
Think about if they do a Superman TV show, do you want Smallville? Do you want that connected to Man of
Anything.
Steel?
No, I don't want to connect it to
that. But if you're restarting, you're basically restarting with DC movies.
Yes, Man of Steel
is a
reboot.
So what you do is you just don't bring in any character that you're going to put on TV.
Right.
They're going to put every character on TV.
Well, that sounds...
Superman, Batman are not going to be on TV anymore.
No, I don't see them.
Well, no, of course not yet. Of course not yet.
I don't think they
will. Well, that's all they can talk about. They're going to... I mean, DC, like you just said it, they're proving they will let anybody do a show of anything.
Yeah.
Right, but actually bringing... actually bring in Superman himself.
I don't think
Batman.
They'll bring the big three.
I don't think they'll bring
in the Trinity. Those are the two they won't let them bring
They'll stick.
They'll make you go to the movie theater.
Unless Lois and Clark, from 20 years ago,
Smallville isn't anything to do with any of the stuff they're doing now, though.
Here's my belief: what they'll do is if they make the big movie with Batman versus Superman.
And they are.
But if it does not do well, I'm not saying it won't do well, but I mean, if it doesn't do well to them, then yeah, they may put them on the TV if the TV shows do well enough.
I don't think they will.
Even if it's a bad movie, people will go see it.
But it's still, they got to do the numbers that they want.
They'll get the numbers.
I don't know. They'll get the numbers. DC, even with a bad movie, at this point, is happy playing second fiddle. They have surrendered.
To the movies. What TV shows has Marvel had? We've had Smallville, we've had Green Arrow for a season now. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is a Marvel show put out by Marvel Studios.
And it connects DC is not... DC Studios is not doing Gotham. They're not doing Batman versus Superman.
Well, I think Flash and Green Arrow being connected is cool. If the Teen Titans rolls into there and is also part of it, great. But I don't think that, as far as Warner Brothers doing their big three movies... movie stars. Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, we're not going to see them in the show. Will we see Flash in a show? Maybe. Will we see Green Arrow? It's possible. But I don't think, even if they do a Supergirl show that's connected to Green Arrow and Flash and Titans, if they're connecting those all, I don't think we'll see
the big
three. See, and I think they might mention them. Even if they're on separate networks, I think they should jump them off of each other
that's
show.
A lot harder to do.
Yeah.
But, really hard actually, but if you, but if you do that, you can actually link them together, though.
Like, all the CW shows will be one universe.
Definitely. Yeah. Right. And they should.
And that's
it works.
And that's probably, that's why it wouldn't surprise me for them to see, bring in Superman to it.
I don't want six or seven different DC universes to go to different networks.
They could easily tie in Smallville to Arrow and
but they should. And they
I'm not saying they should or would.
They had Green Arrow on Smallville.
They had a Flash on Smallville.
Green Arrow. He was a big star.
Yeah.
Dayton Lois. The hottest Lois ever.
But we'll see. Now, there was a little bit of news with Marvel Shield nobody mentioned.
Go ahead.
The one girl who was going to be Wonder Woman is actually Mockingbird.
Yes. In Shield. What's her name, man? She was on
Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin is Rogue. Yeah.
But it's like a name like that.
She got a Q in her name.
Yeah, something like
Peck-licky.
That. Peck-licky. Thank you. She went from being a DC character to being a Marvel character.
And that's really DC dropping the ball because she looked great in the Wonder Woman stuff that I did see. And yeah, now they're throwing her in Mockingbird.
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
The best Lady J ever.
DC Studios is not responsible for the shows.
They're responsible for the
studio companies that are producing these movies in correlation with DC.
It's Warner Brothers.
They're not really doing the shows.
DC's just licensing
it. They're licensing it out.
That's a good idea.
And that's fine. But they're only doing that because they can't do it on their own right. Marvel has proven that they can do it.
You're right.
DC has proven they cannot.
Or they don't have the confidence to do it.
They have all but came out and said, hey, we're giving up the movie race and letting Marvel take over.
I don't know if they've done that. All right,
they have succeeded the dates.
That was always going to happen anyway. Yeah, we knew that was going to happen anyway.
That was basically defeat.
They were always going to move the date. It was never going to stay there.
That was them playing chicken and losing.
Yeah,
because of Guardians.
Because of Guardians.
But you don't.
They were always going to move the date.
I think they were too.
If they were always going to move the date, they never should have said we won't move the date.
Yeah. It was to build buzz.
That, it was to build buzz. But they were always going to be...
Hindsight's 2020, and that's what I'm seeing,
but
dude.
It's still the way the movie industry works is you'd never have two big blockbusters come out at the same time. Yeah.
Right, no, one of them was going to move, and they said it was going to be Marvel. Guardians came out.
You're right, and then
the next day they moved the date.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not sure if you can... All right, first of all, I think it's a bad comparison. We're talking about a series of Marvel movies with 10 films under their belt and a full season of a TV show and another one. That all is one universe. DC has one movie in their new movie continuity. One.
What I'm saying is DC's bread and butter has been these licensed TV shows.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right. Because even... They started this stuff 20 years ago.
So you're not saying that DC is going to fail with their movies. You're saying that Marvel is going to have a lot more success with their movies.
They're fine.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
You know, and they're doing these soap opera TV shows. They're not going to have a lot. There's the ones on the CW are going to be connected because that's what CW does.
And they're good at it. I wouldn't be surprised if Supernatural ends up connecting to the DC universe.
Right, I was just about to say that
would be awesome.
We just started watching Supernatural earlier this year.
Oh, you haven't watched any of it?
No. It's on Netflix. We're on season 8 right
now. Oh, it's so good.
It'd be super easy. Just have Constantine pop up at some point.
Yeah, and Supernatural. That would so work. Yeah. They've actually had characters on Supernatural that are
on NBC is what they've said.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So are they going to put them all together, which I think they should.
Well, I don't think they will, but it'd be cool if they
make sense.
But here's the thing: if DC licensed it right,
even
with each channel, CBS, ABC, and all that, they could still do guest shots
back and forth
to each other, and that would help.
If
each channel is smart,
yeah,
I'd sign that up in a heartbeat.
That would be
because if say. The Flash, for whatever reason, doesn't do as well as they hope, but Constantine's been doing great.
They can have Flash show up on Constantine.
Cross
promotion. Right. Yeah.
It helps everybody out. And DC is great with...
On NBC.
He don't work in normal superhero continuity,
all right,
man.
No, he doesn't.
So,
Now, we're also... The reason why CW is having all these shows is the W does stand for Warner Brothers.
Yes.
The C stands for CBS. Mm-hmm. NBC having it rights, they're not going to mix with CW.
No, they're not.
And it's okay that NBC, if you signed it up right, if they licensed it right, they might.
Said they can do crossover somewhat. We're not talking about major.
I'm just saying
it's very rare for that.
The problem I have is
with it being on NBC is. The reason why they're doing well on CW is you can get way more on CW.
Again,
on NBC.
Agreed.
How are you going to do a Constantine on NBC and do anywhere near?
NBC's going to have to get a lot more cutting edge than they have. They're going to have to, or it's going to fail.
You know, I had similar thoughts when I first watched Dexter on CBS. So.
And it did fail on CBS.
He's right. It failed on CBS.
Well,
they moved
that's
it
because
to
they
added
well,
everything
no.
out of
it. It moved from Showtime.
It was on Showtime, and during the strike. They were showing the thing is
the
they
episode,
clipped
the
cuss
series.
Words out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Not only cuss words, they clipped out a lot of the blood
violence,
too.
Yeah.
Well,
you
the
have
thing
to
is
do that.
If you clip cuss words out of Dexter with a character like Deborah,
she's never in the show.
Yeah, right. She's not in the show.
Like, she lost so much screen time. Yeah. The first 1 hour episode they did on CBS was actually 3 episodes.
Oh wow, because they had to cut so much
out of it.
But that's because, of course, it was filmed for no censors. There's nudity in every episode.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, they got away with a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's why most.
But there's just still, you know, I mean, we can kill people on TV. We just can't show boobies.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Welcome to America.
There you go.
We live in a world where we can kill people.
Death is fine, but the natural order of sex is...
Exactly.
Yeah.
We can see the act of death, the act of love. No. The
so
act
we
of hate,
see
sure.
the miracle of life. As long as it's PBS.
There you go.
So there's other shows. What about Suicide Squad? I heard rumor of that. Are they talking that movie or TV show?
TV show.
They're talking.
Man, that would be awesome.
But there's one problem.
I would love a Suicide Squad.
If you don't put Harley Quinn in it, which they didn't do in the Arrow episode,
yeah.
they implied.
Then you.
They implied.
She said something.
But they did not show her.
And they even had more scenes of her saying
and they
stuff.
And they had Tara Reid perform the voice, which is Harley Quinn in the video game.
That's right.
And the cartoons.
I know.
Not Tara. Tara Strong.
I was about to say. He is so wrong with Tara Reid, but I can't remember her other name.
But if her real name.
Her first name is Tara.
I know that much.
Yeah, but could they actually do a Suicide Squad on TV?
I think you can.
You could do a Suicide Squad.
On CW.
On CW. Well,
CW should go DC, on TNT.
See, I don't know if I like that. Yeah, I don't like TNT, man.
Yeah, but you can get away with more things.
You can, but TNT tends to put a chokehold on every show they get and say, no, you guys got to do. That's why the past few seasons, Falling Skies have been what they are.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Because they're like, no, you guys can't do that. You got to do this. Yeah, and I don't like TNT.
I'm ready for Titans to be bad because TNT bought that as soon as it was announced.
Yeah.
If they don't learn, somebody will pick it up somewhere else.
Let's transition into movies. Larry, did you go see Maze Runner?
I did go see Maze Runner.
How was it?
I enjoyed it.
I've heard a lot of good things.
I have too. I've heard some bad.
It was I have heard a little bit, but I've heard... The Giver.
Nice.
How was that?
I was... Well, The Giver, I was kind of disappointed with, because The Giver is about the culture that has suppressed all emotion. And they try to portray that in the movie. So it's all like super low saturation, little.
It's kind of like a Sin City sort of thing they did. So, not exactly, but they did try to play with color.
They played with color. No, what I'm saying, it was like watching Star Trek The Motionless Picture.
Oh, God.
Don't get involved in
Vija. Vija.
Have you ever seen the movie, or actually I think it went straight to DVD. It was called Equilibrium with Christian Bale in it.
I've seen that.
Yeah,
it's good
movie.
Yeah, awesome
movie. It was a great movie. So, but the problem, that type of society.
The problem with The Giver is, that by the time that you're supposed to care about all these characters making the big transitions towards the end of the movie, you've just become detached because the movie. Because we need background noise, we need the emotional music because we are not emotionalists. So they didn't even put emotional music? Right.
So it was such a boring movie to watch. That's boring.
Whereas this one was definitely a nice little action movie.
I found it pleasant to view. Maze Runner.
Yeah, Maze Runner was definitely a nice little action movie.
I want to see Maze Runner.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They've already
announced the sequel.
They had the sequel out before it was out.
Dude, that's the one thing about Guardians I hated. The sequel was announced like the day before the first one came out.
Well, it's
so
based
weird.
On a series of books.
Yes. Isn't everything now?
I'll say this, is that not the same thing
as the Percy Jackson book?
Yeah,
where
Percy
they went through the labyrinth?
Yeah. Maze Runner's a little different. Maze Runner's quite different.
Maze Runner, basically, the maze is a big experiment, kind of like put on by some big company, whatever. So it has a very Umbrella Corp. Resident Evil type feel to it. Not in the weird mutated zombies, just in there's an evil shady corporation. Yeah.
That's why they chose the Umbrella for that name, because it was a shady corporation.
But that bump.
No, that's the actual true story.
So it was originally called Biohazard, but in the Resident Evil movie has the end where it's like, and bump. Okay, well, they made it through that one layer. Let's see who's better than that. This has the same type of end.
Oh, that's cool.
But it's not. I said that because knowing that last 30 seconds doesn't ruin the end of the movie.
The movie is all about them trying to escape this maze. I heard it was kind of like...
And it's good.
I heard it was like Hunger Games meets like the last 15 minutes of Harry Potter and the Triwizard Cup thing, the Goblet of Fire.
The Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, when they had to run through the maze at the end.
I would say try... The Hunger Games meets Lord of the Flies.
Oh, man, I love Lord of the Flies. Love that. Y'all ever read Lord of the Flies?
Yeah, everybody had to read it in high school.
Did y'all read it when you actually wanted to read it?
Yeah.
Because that's when you'll like it. That's when you'll like it. I hated it in high school. Once I got out and read it, I was like, man, this changed my life.
From school. I was like, I didn't like these in high school. I'm going to try them now.
Yeah.
And I come to like a lot of the books.
This weekend, the Equalizer is in films. Yes. Denzel Washington.
Yeah. Yes.
And what else?
It's just a remake.
But it's a remake of a TV show.
Yeah,
but
the TV show was so boring. It was like the A-Team with one guy.
Right.
I hated it. Well, terrible show. I love Denzel. So I'm hoping this is going to be good.
Equalizer, as long as you know what you get.
I want to see the box trolls.
I haven't heard anything about that. Is that the animated one? Yes! I heard about it at Comic-Con. I heard about it at Comic-Con. They made a huge deal. I do know what that's about.
I would like to see that one.
That does look very good. You're too busy this weekend.
I'm very busy this weekend.
What silently opened this weekend was the new Kevin Smith movie, Tusk.
Very quietly open.
I'm going to see this.
I don't know how I feel about
it. Dude, it looks creepy as hell. Oh, dude.
The trailer where they're just talking about it and laughing.
Yeah.
He basically made this movie on a dare.
There's a big story.
The story behind it.
Here's the story. It was a podcast that were talking about.
They were talking about a one ad.
That said, free room and board. But you must dress as a walrus for like 2 hours a day.
But, and that's where it started.
That's the genesis of it.
Hey, and so they started joking about, what kind of guy's putting this out, blah, blah, blah. And that's where the premise of the movie started from
they
there.
They started joking around. And
this has become Kevin's torture porn.
Is that not how you
come
up with everything? Some guy sitting there going, I dare you to actually do this.
Yeah, right.
And then a lot of guys.
It's like that one movie about the time travel. Safety Not Guaranteed.
That was a really good movie.
It was an okay movie.
But
I
that was also based.
More.
That but was yeah, also based.
I enjoyed it too.
That was also based on a real life one ad.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, time travel must provide your own weapons.
Must bring your own weapons. And I've only done this once before. Safety not guaranteed. Yeah. Yeah.
I have to look that one up.
But actually, the girl who was in that, who's also on Parks and Rec, she's going to be the voice of the
Grumpy
cat.
Grumpy Cat. In a TV web series thing.
Nice. Yeah.
No, it's a network TV. It's like the Christmas special or something.
Oh, okay. It's Christmas special.
Well, that's cool. Another thing.
She's so awesome. She fits that perfect. Grumpy.
So, Harley Quinn Smith does a cameo as a clerk with the daughter of Johnny Depp.
I heard about this. Harley Quinn Smith is
Kevin Smith's daughter.
Rumor has it he's a Batman fan.
Who's that?
Fat Man on Batman.
Really? Kevin Smith's Batman?
Well, this is not her first movie either.
Yeah.
She was in Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back.
Right. So she's done cameos and other. And Johnny Depp's daughter was their friend, and she just jumped in there.
Yeah,
because Harley asked her to, you know.
Why not?
Then, I'm going to bring my world famous movie actor dad with me, if that's
well,
okay.
Well, he, I think, was on the set anyway.
Yeah. Because what else do you have to do if you're Johnny Depp? Hang out on
your
personal
you
line.
Want. I think he was there. Anyway, so jokes. Anyway, the point I'm getting to is this has started a Clerks Next Generation type. Spiel that Kevin Smith might actually write another Clerks movie,
but not a Clerks 3.
No, there is a Clerks 3.
See, Kevin Smith wants to retire, but he always gets a new idea for another movie.
Exactly.
So why is he?
Clerks 3 is written. He hasn't done the movie, shot the movie though, right? But what you're talking about is a reboot almost of a Clerks film.
He has mentioned working on a Clerks 3 type movie.
I want to see a direct sequel with the guys at the new store.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
That's what he's working on. But this is smart, like a Clerks based around two female characters.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome! That would be great!
And maybe they're the daughters of the original characters, but whatever. I don't know.
That would be so great!
But that's talking about writing.
That would be a good show, like a weekly show. Like a sitcom.
Off of them because set in Canada.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you have something like that playing, already so. Called Two Broke Girls.
Yeah,
I don't like Two Broke Girls. They're not broke anymore.
No, they're not.
Stupid
but Kat Denning is hot.
Oh, they're both hot.
I like Kat Denning.
Me too.
Oh,
I
can just listen to her
all
day. I didn't care for
her. They're going to throw out this joke. It's like joke.
That's how most CBS comedies are like that, man.
Yeah.
there's always
that.
A few good jokes. Yeah,
I'd love to see. I'd love to see him in Clerks.
What are you doing, a girl?
Every time I see Kevin Smith's got a new project, he wants to do Tusk. And now he wants to do Krampus.
And he wants to do his hockey thing.
And he wants to do his hockey thing. Do Clerks 3, dude. Shut up and do Clerks.
And he wants to get a cameo in Star Wars Episode 7.
Oh, they should give him one. Jabba the Hutt.
Who doesn't want to be in Star Wars Episode 7?
I want to be in Star Wars Episode 7.
Who doesn't, man?
I wish I was rich enough that I could have won that auction to be in it.
Yeah. I just want to be like, there, put a little money down, and you would have been there.
I don't care. It's just one little cameo where I'm a fighter. And I'm like, Red 16.
Yeah, I'll be a Porkins who gets shot out of the sky in the first 10 seconds. Put me in the film.
J.J. Abrams, hit us up.
What else do we want to chat about? Do we want to touch on comics this week?
What's new in the world of comics?
New in the world of comics this week.
Wayward number 2.
Wayward number 2 came out. It's a good start. Amazing art. A little slow for Jim Zub, in my opinion. I've read a lot of his stuff. But lots of potential.
Yeah.
Number 2 should really turn it around. If Jim Zub, he didn't get stuff going in issue 1, issue 2 is going to be just a roller coaster
ride. Issue 1 had a lot.
It had a lot, but it was not... I like reading Jim Zub, his D&D stuff, his Samurai Jack stuff, when it's just right from the first page you're rocking it. This one, he had a lot of character building to do.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a big fan of that. But the art, oh, geez.
The art is beautiful.
Oh, man. Steve Cummings, I think, is the artist on that book. Oh, he's brilliant. G.I. Joe number 1 came today. There's another G.I. Joe. This is like the third one in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I jump on every new G.I. Joe. The last two have not been as good as they should have been. This one is written by a novelist named Karen Travis. She's written some Halo and some Gears of War stuff in the past. So she's definitely knows how to write war.
Her Halo books are good. I've read a few of hers.
Oh, man. So she definitely knows how to write war stuff. I'm not sure how that's going to translate into the sequential art. A new book from Image today, Roche Limit, dropped today. Looks kind of exciting. Look for a review for that later up on the website later this week. Definitely going to review that. Any Marvel and DC stuff going on this week? Anything big?
Marvel seems a little light for me this week.
Well, considering their October is going to be like 15 extra books a week, I'm good.
Something like other than other, I picked up Inhuman.
Yeah, Inhuman's been good. Inhuman's been throwing me off because it started so strong with Joey Mad doing the art.
Yeah,
and it's had three artists.
Yeah,
and now they're going to have another artist next month. Ryan Stegman's going to take over, and yeah, that book's just been all over the place. It had a bad start with Fraction wanting to take the book, and then he was off it, and they gave it to Charles Soule, and yeah, a lot of
it needs
trouble.
Some time to settle and
well, they
got to
get somebody
itself.
On.
Well,
it
it's already issue 6 now.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, he's just all over the place with that.
Yeah,
book.
But that doesn't start. Axis doesn't start until when?
Axis starts in October.
October?
There'll be three issues October, three issues November, and three issues in December.
Yeah,
I think they're just gearing up for that right now.
They are. They really are. Magneto's a tie-in. Actually, the new Avengers came out this week, and Avengers that came out last week.
New Warriors came out this week. And
yeah, New Warriors is a
death spiral.
Yeah, it's canceled. It's done.
Cal number 5.
I read Cal number 1 and 2. Wasn't a fan. I'm not sure if it was just the period piece storytelling of it that just turned me off. But no, I was not a fan of Cal.
Interesting. I like number 4. That was a pretty good read.
Yeah. What other came out today, man? Anything else?
Nothing big.
Yeah. Sticks to Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Gee, you can just stick to Spider-Man and still read 8 damn books a month.
Yeah. That's the problem. I have 3 boys.
Yeah.
He's into Spider-Man. One of them's in the Green Lantern, and one of them's in the Flash.
You're good with the Flash guy. You're great with the Flash.
Flash is great.
Yeah.
Green Lantern, one book.
Green Lantern
I'm
goes
spending
in everything.
All my money keeping up with him and Green Lantern.
Green Lantern's what, 6 books
to get
a month
right now?
Hey, well, you read your kids.
Oh, Larfleet.
No, Larfleet's got canceled.
Oh, did it? So maybe it's just 5.
It's just 5 now.
Yeah, but still, it's a ton of time.
But that
Larfleeze is funny.
Yeah, what is the new Gods book that just came out?
Godhead?
It hasn't come out yet, but it's...
Infinity Man and Tomorrow People.
That's going to tie
That's tying in with the whole Godhead thing that they're doing.
That's a terrible book. Don't get that book, though.
Terrible. But, Spider-Verse.
Talk about a book with
Edge of Spider-Verse coming out.
Yeah, because it had more issues. He's had 4 separate artists.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
If you watched the Spider-Man cartoon back in the 90s,
the very last episode where they had all the different Spider-Man in it.
Spider-Verse, yeah.
That's basically what Spider-Verse is.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's going to be a series of that.
But they're saying they're going to do every Spider-Man that's ever existed and bringing them all together. So, like
so Spider-Man Noir, both Ultimate Spideys. Yeah, Spidey 2099.
One called Ghost Spider.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
And then there's new ones they're introducing. What's the dude who writes, not Lock and Key, the singer, writer guy?
He's
a singer of a pop band.
My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, yeah. But he's writing a Marvel book. That's his debut at Marvel. Is he's writing a Spider-Verse
tie-in.
That's
cool.
But there's, I guess.
But the thing is, really, for someone who, like him, who loves Spider-Man, I mean, that's his everything.
Sure. Yeah.
Seeing different versions is a good thing.
No, it's cool. It's cool. It seems kind of gimmicky to me, but
there was like the one drawing with like the Rob Liefeld inspired Spider-Man with like all the pouches.
So many pouches.
It was the '90s. Everybody had pouches, man. But
I'm so glad.
My thing is the Spider-Verse, right? Superior Spider-Man, totally different take. breathe fresh air in Spider-Man that hasn't been felt in decades. Yeah. And now they just totally cancel it because Peter Parker's coming back. And now he's relegated to a freaking side story in the Spider-Verse. It's bad marketing. It's bad.
Yeah, but
Doc Ock Spidey was awesome, man. Spock, they called him, right? Spidey Ock.
He was
awesome.
But there were too many people that were calling for Peter Parker to be back.
Well, yeah.
They're always going to do that. They're always going
to
do that.
You always have to.
You want Peter Parker to go read stories from 60 freaking years ago.
You have to restart it all the time. That's why they've killed Superman. That's why they've killed
Captain America. How many times now? Yeah. The last
Batman.
Years.
You know, they've killed Spider-Man now. Everybody's died. You have to kill them, then restart it.
They're finally getting to Wolverine.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, finally.
Yeah, but how long is that going to stay?
And I was getting, I was harping on this earlier today. You know, you look at 5 years ago. Wolverine is definitely one of those characters, along with Deadpool, that peaks and valleys a lot. He's really popular and really unpopular.
They're killing Deadpool off, too.
They're killing Deadpool off,
too. Bury him with chimichangas.
Yeah. But
just talking about making a movie.
You look 5 years ago, right? There were, what, six different...
He'll come back just to talk about
it. Oh, my God, right. That is hilarious.
There were six different Wolverine books out, right?
Yeah.
And then gradually those dropped away, and now Wolverine is dying. At this point when Wolverine dying, there are two Wolverine books out, not counting Wolverine and the X-Men, because Wolverine's barely in that book. So after Wolverine dies, there's going to be five Wolverine books.
Yeah,
There's Death of Wolverine, Death of Wolverine Legacy, and there's all kinds of different... I don't get it. I don't understand what you're doing, Marvel.
X-23 coming in to play Wolverine.
Death of Wolverine sitting up with the dead.
Even Sabretooth is supposed to be coming in as a... He's mad that Wolverine's dead.
He's part of the team for the Logan Legacy thing.
It's confusing. Not confusing, it's frustrating, dude. It's frustrating.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're going to make this character cool by killing him off.
Real quick, did anybody see the Ryan Reynolds Deadpool?
Yeah, the stuff. Very hilarious. I don't think if that would not have been released, we would not have a Deadpool.
No.
They released that to build buzz to see what the interest was.
Is when the truck is jumping and he's pointing at the picture.
Yep.
That's my favorite part of it. Every time I see that, I just crack up laughing.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they can do it PG-13.
Oh, no.
Ryan Reynolds says he won't even voice it if they don't
unless
it right.
It's
got to be an R.
Yeah, you got
to
do R with Deadpool. I want some potty humor. I want
it almost needs to
I want brutal violence.
It's like
I've read a thing
that Grady is Ant-Man not being a pervert.
Here's the thing, a comedy just doesn't make it unless it's an R rating nowadays.
Agreed,
because you got to cut too much of the humor out.
Yeah.
But one last note on comedies is it's getting time to wrap it up.
people can't hear awkward looks.
I'm sorry, apparently my laugh track button got stuck here.
Big Bang Theory.
They don't use laugh track.
No, they may not. They may film in front of a live studio audience, but that's a freaking laugh track on that, dude. There's no way that's not. They may film in front of a live studio audience, but they still put a track on there. They have to, dude. There's no way that the laughter quits right when they're ready to tell the next joke. That's not how humans act, dude.
No, because you're getting into something that's funny and you start laughing.
There's
you just
always
can't
that
stop.
One person that keeps laughing. Stops.
Yeah, but no, let's get off that because
we're gonna get off this.
Because I could talk about how terrible and condescending the geek humor is on Big Bang Theory.
So, just to rush you sure, yes. Kevin Smith is doing Clerks 3. It is the Clerks you want.
But I've heard it's after Krampus now, too. He wants to do his Christmas
Krampus movie.
But I've heard him state that that's what he wants to do next. Because he said other people can do Krampus. Other people can't do Clerks. Clerks he owns, no one owns Krampus.
Right, right. Well, okay, he's already got them signed for it.
Yeah.
He's filming another movie.
I'm going to go home and watch Clerks 1 again.
The movie he's filming, speaking of...
Salsa Shark.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
called Yoga Hosers, starring Johnny Depp. And his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter. That's why they were...
together. Hanging out,
Yeah. And then he's also got an animated movie coming out called Helena... Helena something. Helena
and this Kevin
Handbag.
Smith? And this Kevin Smith doing this?
Yes. Helena Handbag. Mankind teams up with Hell to save the existence from the extinction at the hands of a rapturing giant Jesus.
Awesome. That sounds awesome.
As long as starring,
no. Here's the best story of like starring Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Andre Sterling and Andrew Kona Kachalula.
You might be a redneck if you can't pronounce that name.
Jeff Foxworthy needs to be Jesus in
there. Yeah, dude, this may actually have some religious like positiveness in it. Because Jeff Foxworthy is like a diehard born again. Yeah.
He hosts a show.
I watched that.
Bible trivia.
I watched that, and actually, you know, I'm not really a big Bible person, but I do better than most of the contestants on there.
We do too.
5 years of Catholic school, man.
I went to Christian college. 5 years of Catholic school.
That explains
Christian school.
You're not a Baptist.
Yes, exactly right. Yeah. Right, easiest way to not be a Catholic is to go to Catholic school. What do we got? Final words? You want to do final?
No. Well, that was all I wanted to portray. Final thoughts, because we mentioned that earlier. Yeah. Do you have any final thoughts for us?
Wizard World Nashville is this weekend. Outright Geekery will be there, so stay tuned for highlights from the show and interviews with talent and swag coverage and comic pictures and cosplay. Yeah, we're going to talk about the swag.
Wizard World, what does that have to do with comics?
Nothing.
Okay. I didn't think it was.
Also, this weekend in Atlanta is AWA. It's another convention. And Outright Geekery is going to be there, too, with coverage of talent interviews.
What's the AWA stand for?
I have no idea. Christian was talking about it. It's some anime festival in Atlanta.
Standards of professionalism are awe-inspiring.
I know. I have no idea what AWA means, but we will be there.
Anime Weekend Atlanta.
That's what it stands for.
I knew one of the A's had to be Atlanta.
Yeah.
I knew it had one of them had to be anime.
So we were two-thirds. Two out of three ain't bad. That's my
that
final
sounds
thought.
Like a government policy right there.
Yeah.
Two out of three. That ain't bad.
It worked for me.
More like two.
I was thinking of Jack Nicholson and Mars Attacks.
That's a good movie. That's funny.
Steve-O.
Red shirt.
My only thing is I won't be here next week. I'm hoping to be with the wife.
So you're out on a away mission next week.
Will I come back?
And go ahead and introduce yourself. See how you jumped in.
Gary. And this is my son, Gary.
Gary and Gary.
Big Gary, little Gary. Gary Sr., Gary Jr.
Junior and third.
Oh, snap. All right.
So we stay away from the name Gary in our house.
Yeah. So he's third.
I actually call him Crip.
Yep. All right.
His idea.
Yes.
His idea.
Number two, number three. So number two, any final thoughts for us today for our listeners?
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
We'll definitely be back next week.
All right. Number three.
Same thing he said. We'll be back next week to talk to y'all.
Miscellaneous voice impersonator.
If you can find me at Wizard World this weekend, I'll give you a cookie.
Find him at Wizard World.
The first person to find me at Wizard World this weekend.
I was about to say, you better bring some
cookies. You better bring a couple cases of Oreos, dude. But yeah, track David down at the Wizard World.
If you're the first person to track me down, you get a cookie. Everybody else just gets to say hi.
I tell you what, We will send him with a special prize of some sort.
From and, the shop?
We will figure out something from the shop and Outright Geekery.
Very cool.
The first person to run up to him, grab him on the shoulders, and shout,
"Good night, Elaine!
Good night, Elaine!"
All right! All right! Let's do that!
He will have a special gift for you.
All right.
No guarantee the value or the meaning of special.
And a cookie.
And a cookie. Normal Adam, any final thoughts?
Adam's going to do a bunch of reviews this week.
I want to do a bunch of reviews. I'm
going to go home now. Angry Taylor, would you like to get any final thoughts?
He wasn't even in this, was he? I don't think Angry Taylor.
Angry Taylor.
Taylor the Titan.
The Infuriator.
Maybe like the fifth Titan.
Watched the season premiere of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night. Pretty solid. They had the Absorbing Man.
I wasn't going to spoil it.
Spoiler. It's all good.
You always got to say spoiler before you say anything.
Five minutes of the fucking episode.
Lucy Lawless is in it, too.
I know. I saw
that. We knew that. Taylor, somebody had to swear on the episode.
Whatever.
All right. All right. See you next time.
Awesome.